Yes, got an interesting one this afternoon.
Yeah, what is it?
I've just been having to browse through it. It's called The Story of the World in 100 Moments.
Right, that obviously, is it what it says on the tin?
It's it is a history book, but a very brief history book. It's written by Scottish author Neil Oliver, and listeners ears might prick up and go, oh, I know that name. Neil Oliver, trained as an archaeologist studied history in University of Glasgow. Then he went on to make a name for himself as a TV presenter. And for people that have watched SBS and ABC, they'll know his series called Coast, which he did a series based in England. Then he came out to Australia and New Zealand and did a similar series based here. But a lot of people will know him best for his series on the Vikings, which I was an avid fan of. I thought it was just absolutely phenomenal, his take on the history of the Vikings and what they did and how they did it. Anyway, he's put his mind to looking at world history and picking out, in his view, 100 moments that have been very, very important in world history.
Okay.
And this starts from long, 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 long time ago. So we're going right back to the very sort of foundations of modern society, sort of as we know it. So not sort of the Stone Age, but not long after that.
Right, okay.
Through to the present day. And each chapter is only about... Some are only one or two pages, and some stretch out to being three or four pages long. And they're really, really interesting collection. A little chapter on the Phoenicians and Solomon's Temple, and then he goes over to the Western Hemisphere, and he's got a small chapter on the Mayans and what they got up to. And then halfway through the book, chapter 35... Charles III of France is having a battle with the Vikings at the time. Then we're down to Great Zimbabwe and trade links with China. And then into the Elizabeth I and the Spanish Armada. Through to the 20th century and Mallory and Irvine, and they almost got to the top. Well, some people say they did actually get to the top of Mount Everest. The installation of Adolf Hitler as Chancellor of Germany, through to Martin Luther King and Neil Armstrong and the moon. It's a fantastic collection of short historical essays, for want of a better way of putting it, but written very much for the layperson. And you could read this all in one sitting, or, like me, as I have been this afternoon, I've just been dipping into chapters that just took my fancy, so to speak.
Well, why not?
And I've enjoyed every one of them. They've been really, really interesting and so accessible.
That's good to hear. So it's Neil Oliver, The Story of the World in 100 Moments. Quite a fun cover as well.
How would I describe it? There's an impression of one side of the Earth moving through space with the moon in the background is probably the best way to describe it. And just the normal, obviously, author's name on the top and the text towards the bottom of the page. But nicely presented in a hardcover. And for anyone who's interested in history but necessarily doesn't want huge amounts of detail, this is a great way to look at some of those really important things that shape the world.
Good on you, Tim. Really appreciate that. Available at all good bookstores, including the Devonport Bookshop as we speak. Tim, thank you very much for your time today. Neil Oliver, The Story of the World in 100 Moments, and I'm sure there is plenty of room there for maybe a volume two or three.
Oh, I'm quite sure Neil Oliver would be more than qualified to do a second volume, yes.
Good on you. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Lee.